As promised, we are going to begin the hour by speaking with the superintendent of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School District, Dr. Pam Baldwin, joining us here in the studio, along with Roz Moffitt, who is the director of Family and Community Engagement for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. They've got the Family Engagement Summit coming up on Saturday. Thanks to both of you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about the Family Engagement Summit coming up in just a second. But Dr. Baldwin, I want to start with you. Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board has a meeting coming up this week.
Yes.
Agenda items? What's on the docket? What's on your docket?
Great question. I'm not sure right this second. We have a lot to talk about around looking at our Glenwood Zone this year, for next year, for our new magnet school. So we'll be discussing that. It's just a work session item to get that information out to our board. We're also going to be having some, you know, good news around some of the safety work that we've been doing, and it should be a great meeting.
It's got a lot of great news from the district. SAT scores came out, and they're record highs, right?
Yeah, our kids are fantastic, and we really appreciate the work they put in every single day. SAT, as you know, is one of those tests that really challenges everyone, and our students take it on, and we have over 70% participation, so we are excited about that and the achievement of our students.
Yeah, and the SAT is optional, but yeah, 70% taking it, so
yes.
Yeah.
That's
how about ACT scores? Do we know those?
So I don't have that average number right this second, but we have obviously most of our juniors, it's required in the state to take the ACT, and they're doing well.
Awesome. And we just got word right at the end of last week, I think, that the district got recognized as a National Board Accomplished District, and there's only 80 other districts in the country that got recognized this way?
Absolutely, and we had an interest meeting last week, and over 60 more teachers are interested in going through the national board process, and so we are fortunate to have an outstanding teaching force.
And this is one of 81 districts in the country where at least 20% of the teachers in the district are national board certified. So what does it mean to be national board certified?
Sure, they go through a really reflective process to look at their practice to ensure that they are have best practice in their classrooms and reaching all students. It is a process for professional growth in which teachers videotape themselves, write reflection journals, and really do a great job of looking at where their growth areas are and where their strengths are.
Awesome. And again, that just got announced at the end of last week. Speaking with Dr. Pam Baldwin, we also have Roz Moffitt in the studio, and we're going to be talking for a couple minutes about the Family Engagement Summit that Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is going to be holding this Saturday at Culbreth Middle School from 9 a.m. to noon, talking about developing the whole child at home in school. And this is open to all families who have students in the district. And Roz, you're in charge of putting this all together. So what is it going to entail on Saturday?
We're very excited about this. This is our third annual Family Engagement Summit. So we'll start around 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we have quite a few sessions for parents across the spectrum. A couple that I want to highlight would be the one on the arts. It's more than entertainment, the importance of art education in terms of music and band and how it affects academic growth.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a session on vaping because we know that's a hot topic right now. So we want parents to be involved and know what their students are involved in terms of vaping. Actually, the title is To Vape or Not to Vape, and we know it's not to vape. And also Stuck in the Middle, you know, those middle school years. That's just an important time for students, and we want to talk about social emotional and how they are just coming to school ready and prepared and being able to work in the community and you know, be in the community. So those are three of our top ones. We have things on math, science, across the spectrum, because we are looking at the whole child.
And all of this is part of a kind of an ongoing mission to get parents and family members more engaged and active in the education of the students that are going through school at the district. How important is it for parents and family members to be involved in terms of the success of children as they're going through?
Research shows that family engagement is one of the most important aspects for students in school. And that does not mean that families have to come into the school all the time. It does mean, though, that they are involved in their students' academic process, progress and process along with the teachers. So it is very important for families to be involved. So our district is top-notch in terms of all of the activities that we have at different schools, but also our district activities, because we want our families and our parents to be involved.
What does it mean to be involved?
Mm-hmm. Coming to the school if possible, but also just talking with the teachers, if there are things that parents can do at home with their students. It doesn't always mean that if we don't see a parent, that that doesn't mean that they're not involved in their child's progress. So being involved is just, it runs the gamut of just talking with your students, reading with your students. If you don't understand something in terms of math, calling the math teacher. I'm not one of those great math teachers, so don't call me. but you know, all of those kinds of things are what we're looking at for families to know what's going on in our schools and be an active participant.
What stands in the way for parents?
In this day and age, lots of parents are working two jobs. Students are involved in after-school activities. So there are lots of things that, I won't say hinder parents, but can stop them from actually coming to the school to participate. So that's why we have these different events on the weekends and the evenings. We are doing a lot with technology so that parents can feel the need to come in or talk with a teacher, that we have different ways of doing that.
And lots of different things that the district does to help parents and family members get more engaged. Obviously, the Family Engagement Summit coming up this Saturday, again, from 9 a.m. to noon at Culbreth Middle School. So anyone who is a family member of a family who's got a student in the district is welcome to register for that at the district's website, chccs.org. Speaking with Roz Moffitt and Dr. Pam Baldwin, and Dr. Baldwin, back to you, because the Family Engagement Summit's coming up this weekend, not by any stretch the only thing that the district does to get families and parents more active and engaged. What are some other things that the district does?
Sure. I just want to add quickly, if you don't mind, when we talk about involvement, it puts the responsibility on the parent. And so we're asking you to be involved. And we really like to talk about really being engaged. That puts the responsibility on everyone to really engage in the process of education. And so although we talk a lot about involvement, I feel like we need to make sure that we have that balance, that the district is also engaged in that process with parents.
Is there a difference between being involved and engaged?
I think that engagement means that we are all at the table doing the work together, whereas involvement means someone has to be invited to the table. And the invitation is open always, and we engage in that work, and it's a two-way process. That's exactly right. And so we want to make sure that we create opportunities like the Family Commission, where we're having conversations around the work of our strategic plan, around making sure that all students are getting what they need. That means hearing the voices of those families so that we make sure that our strategies are matching the need. And so that's one example. We also, I regularly meet with the Teacher Advisory Council to make sure that we're involving parents in strategies around the work in the classroom. We also meet with students, the most important voice in my opinion, to make sure that our Student Advisory Council is letting us know their experience in the classroom, so that when we're communicating with families, we're making sure that we have the full picture and not the picture we think that we have painted. So it's very important that those opportunities are happening across the district.
When it comes to parental involvement, and when it comes to just family involvement, how does this district compare with other ones that you've worked in?
Yes, so we are really fortunate. We have lots of families involved, lots of parents involved in our work. We have great community involvement as well as our business leaders. I will say there's no comparison. Chapel Carbone City Schools does a fantastic job. We also have our challenges, and so we know that there are some groups that are way more involved than others for a variety of reasons, some of which Roz mentioned a minute ago, and we need to make sure that our opportunities are varied enough that everyone has an opportunity to sit at the table, and that we ask our families, our stakeholders, what is the best way to be for you to be involved and engaged in the process, rather than us creating opportunities that fit our schedule.
And we're talking about parents here, but non-parents as well.
Absolutely.
You mentioned businesses, and anyone can get involved. Right.
So we have to remember that our industry is creating the next workforce, and so if we're not involving our business community members, even if they do not have children in our system, then we're falling short. And so asking everyone to the table in the community about the needs of our community is extremely important.
So this is a much, much bigger question with no answer, but Roz, you mentioned some of the obstacles that stand in the way for parents, and one of them is working multiple jobs, which I know a lot of people are going through. Structurally speaking, kind of socially speaking, there are a lot of things that the school district can do to give parents the opportunity to be involved. what needs to happen in society in general in order to enable parents to take those steps more than they're currently able to?
Yeah, I think we just need to look at more non-traditional ways. I mean, just because you're not able to maybe during the day come out, yes. What can we, technology is, you know, good and evil, right? And so how do we utilize technology to ensure that we can engage parents in that way? Looking at opportunities that are not just face-to-face and not asking people to come to our house, so to speak. And so going out to our churches and our businesses and those areas to make sure that we are a part of the community and not just serving the community. I think there's a huge difference. We want to serve the community, but we also want to be a part of the community, and that means being out and engaging with families, even when it's not work hours.
That's awesome. Like the whole community becomes the school.
Absolutely.
Right?
We are the hub of the community and should be behave that way.
Yeah.
And also, when you were talking about earlier about registration, and we said online, they can also call me and register, because we want that opportunity to be available for everyone.
Mm-hmm. What's the number?
919-967-8211, extension 28260.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Dr. Pamela Baldwin and Roz Moffitt, talking mostly about the Family Engagement Summit. Again, 9 a.m. to noon, Colberth Middle School this Saturday. And everyone's invited out who's got a student in the district. And you just heard the phone number. You can also head to the website and register, chccs.org. Anything else that people ought to know about the summit this Saturday, how to get involved, what the district needs in terms of people getting involved?
So we have a volunteer office, which is wonderful. Mr. Jeff Nash is in charge of that office, and I would say they could reach out to him either by email or through our website. And I would also say that this work is all of our work. Mm-hmm. It's important that we perform that way, and so we ask for feedback. It is a two-way dialogue. It's not just one way in the conversation, and so we want to hear that feedback. We just recently sent out a community survey. We received those results, and we'll be doing some community forums around talking about our needs as well as our strengths. And so I would ask everyone to really engage in that conversation. It's best for our kids if we do it together.
And that's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon, Colberth Middle School. Got to wrap up. Any other big news from the district that people ought to know?
We're just really excited to be here. Thanks, Aaron.
CHCCS.org for more information. And again, that Family Engagement Summit this Saturday morning, Colberth Middle School. Pam, Roz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.